Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. The United Auto Workers Union says members will strike the big three automakers in 21 hours if they don't get the package they want. Demands include a 40% pay raise over 4 years and a shorter work week. A strike could have far-reaching effects. More from Dallas, KTVT-TV's Ravi Owens.
Daryl Wood runs the Candlelight Inn. He and others outside of the labor dispute are watching developments closely, saying a strike would hit the mom and pops who depend on the routine of major employers hard.
Anytime there's a disruption in economic activity, it does have an adverse effect on local business.
I also spoke to another North Texan who works for a company that makes parts for this GM plant. He is worried as well.
He eluded police for 2 weeks, but tonight convicted killer Danielle Cavalcante is back in a maximum security prison. KYW-TV's Nikki Dementri has more on his capture in Chester County, Pennsylvania.
Out of nowhere, everybody started to congregate back by the shed.
Jim Martin says he witnessed Cavalcante's capture from outside the farm equipment store where he works.
One camouflage trooper had his gun, and then they were walking him up, and they loaded him up.
Law enforcement posed for photos with Cavalcante shortly after the apprehension.
I'm not bothered at all by the fact that they took a photograph with him in custody. Again, they're proud of their work.
A judge has temporarily blocked New Mexico's governor's suspension of open carry rules for Albuquerque and the surrounding area. This comes after a challenge from the organization We the Patriots USA, attorney Cameron Atkinson.
This was one of the most seminal moments in modern American legal jurisprudence.
Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham suspended open carry there because of shooting deaths of several children recently, but law enforcement officials refused to enforce the order. The case goes back to court next month. NASA astronaut Frank Rubio comes home from the International Space Station in about 2 weeks after setting the all-time endurance record for a single mission by a U.S. astronaut. He says he's looking forward to fresh air.
Inside the station, you're pretty limited to about a five-bedroom house. And so psychologically for a year, that was a little bit of a challenge.
The Atlanta Braves had a National League dynasty back in the 90s and early 2000s. Guess what? They're well into another one. Here's what it sounded like tonight on Bally Sports Braves TV.
Struck him out! The Braves are the kings of the East yet again. Six straight division crowns for Atlanta.
They won by beating the Philadelphia Phillies 4-1. This is CBS News.
You need to hire fast and hire right? You need Indeed. Their all-in-one hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
If you're ready to welcome diabetes. Fall, the Amory area is the place to celebrate the season during the Flannel and Fire Fall Festival. There's a corn maze, s'mores station, flannel dress-up contest, and the Apple River Quilt Guild show, too. It's fall-focused and has been for more than 74 years. The Flannel and Fire Fall Festival, Thursday through Sunday, September 14th to the 17th in Amory, picked as one of the 100 best small arts towns in America. More info at AmoryFallFestival.org. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens.
Today, I am talking to the owner of Funky Fresh Spring Rolls, my friend Truman McGee. From an environmentally friendly perspective, yeah. The fact that it's frozen means that it's not going to waste.
I am a cereal strawberry abuser. If you're a fruit and you're watching this, stay away from me, okay? Do not jump in my shopping cart because I will let you die.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy.
Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Yeah. Todd Albo would normally be sharing his dulcet tones with us, but you'll recall that last week, Todd was having issues with the cable company, with an internet connection. I'm now thinking, Todd Albo, did you break Spectrum? Are you responsible for this ESPN mess?
I seem to have broke everything else, so it wouldn't surprise me, no.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings 6 till 8, on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
93.5, The Tap.
Of the Republican lawmakers. I saw it go. Todd Alba did decide to text us who's fun to get a drink with in the GOP.
Fantastic.
I saw it go. Todd also confirmed that Robin Voss has virtually no sense of humor.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Good morning.
Hello. I'm doing well. The three of us are back together.
The three of us, the band, is back together. We're very excited. We get to do this next week, Wednesday. And then, Greg, I think you should come on Friday. We'll get a little taste of maybe you can jump on the producer board on my last day. And Jane can be.
Ooh, I like that. Oh.
What the changes are going to feel like.
Preview.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's getting so close.
It really is.
I got an updated picture of her yesterday, so that was very exciting. She's 6.5 pounds.
Wow.
So she's healthy.
Nice.
She's looking good.
Good.
Moving a lot.
Is she?
Yeah, so we're pretty excited. But today is going to be super fun. Like I said, we're going to start with, I think, some overshadowing news that maybe even over, at least in Wisconsin, it feels like.
Yeah.
And what
Yes, we are working on some technical issues, Kristen Bry. Kristen is at home today, and apparently we cannot hear you on the air, which is odd because Greg and I can hear you.
Yes, we can hear you.
And
we are going to be working on it right now.
Yes, we are attempting to efforting a solution. So I'm assuming everything on your end is the same as it was yesterday. Yes. That's.
It's on the radio itself. We cannot hear you, which the radio.
Our engineering team is on the way and should be here in about 10 minutes or so.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, like when I saw it, like when I saw that Robin Voss volunteered the idea. And I posted this as a response to you, Kristen, on Twitter. I just thought of that scene from Star Wars where he's like, it's a trap. This isn't real. This isn't like this can't be a thing that's going to happen. I'm like, he just woke up one day. He's visited by three ghosts and he's had a change of heart. It's absolutely. Yeah. But oh, it looks like you're back. Someone said it's back. I don't know because I can hear you. Just start saying everything you feel about anybody you've ever met in your entire life right now.
Well, it's also because I worked really hard on trying to understand everything that was going on with the redistricting case, trying to, like I said, to be objective about it. And so now it just feels like I can save it for later.
Apparently, Sarah just checked in and she said, I can hear you on the live stream fine.
I'm sorry, go on. It says that someone said, it sounds like you're in the other room right now and Jane and I are on the radio. So for all those texting, for all those who are wondering, we are working on it right now. We are aware of it right now. Exclamation points, not necessary.
And going back to our favorite Chucklemeister, if I may, just for a moment, Robin Voss. I agreed with Greg in that it's a trick. It's a trick. And he actually started feeling heat for something that he did. So this is a last-minute ditch to try and avoid this case going to the Supreme Court. And then I also have to believe that there is a delay factor as well. So we'll get into this a little bit more. But it's about delay, delay, delay.
Yeah, absolutely. Right? Absolutely.
Yes, I would imagine that it has to do with being delayed and the fact that the pressure campaign was working and that people were calling. And I certainly was impressed with the amount of comments I got from the video I posted yesterday of people saying, I've been emailing every day, I've been calling every day.
Great.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Yeah. I mean, the developments are going to be interesting to see, and I think that I feel like there's just a card up his sleeve.
Oh, always.
Because that's just how Robin Voss cannot be like it seems too good to be true. Absolutely too good to be true.
Oh, for sure. That all of a sudden, you know what? We were all wrong.
We were wrong for everything.
Both sides were wrong. And now we're going to, you know, we're going to come together and do the right thing.
Holding hands.
Yes. And singing Kumbaya. It's just laughable.
I bought Judge Janet a cake. I was sorry. I'm sorry. You know. Yeah.
Yeah. So it will remain really interesting. And the other thing too, because he kept referring to the Iowa decision, and because they have done this in Iowa, they had a nonpartisan commission, from what I understand, draw up the maps, and the legislature can still override those maps.
Yes, absolutely. If they do not like it, the legislature can just come and be like, "That was a noble attempt. Very, very good job. We're going to do it ourselves." And then they'll plastered as, well, we weren't able to come to a decision. No matter what happens,
exactly,
we were not able to come to a decision, and that will be the noble attempt on their end. And then they can wash their hands and be like, hey, we tried.
Exactly.
We tried.
Look, see, we actually did something. We came up. We stepped up. We were willing to compromise. And that's all I'm seeing now, too, on some social media is, well, wait, the Democrats have been screaming about fair maps, and now the Republicans are like, well, we'll do that, and now you're saying no.
Yeah.
Come on.
And that's going to be the other thing that people will say, is something like, well, the Democrats didn't want to help us in this.
Right.
So we had to do it all on our own. We care about democracy, because I'm Robin Voss, and there's two things I love, popcorn and democracy. The order of that fluctuates, depends on the day.
It changes. It changes a little bit. Sarah checking in on the live stream. The only time Voss can be trusted is when it's in his own self-interest.
Absolutely.
And I don't think that's wrong.
And that's what he spent a career doing, is making everything his own interest. It's a self-interest always, whether it's property, whether it's popcorn, whether it's government, whether it's holding on to his district with, what was it, 16,000 votes? I mean, it's just absolute madness.
And so the idea that he's actually coming forward in good faith to do this is pretty funny. It really is.
Yeah, I didn't trust it from the moment. I had a moment of shock. My jaw dropped, and I was like, yeah, okay, right.
Oh, yeah, right. Sure you did. Well, I do think that it's really impressive how people responded and actually did something.
Yeah.
And called and emailed. And it should be nothing if not a little reassuring that it works.
We see this in the election cycles. We see this happening with, you know, when we make the case and we make it known that this is dire, people show up to the polls. They call the representatives. They write letters. They do what's necessary. And hopefully, fingers crossed, we move towards something better.
That's the hope. All right, we are going to break. Come back with us on the other side. Kristen could maybe be back. And if not, Greg and I will be here. This is Ask Us Wisconsin on the Civic Media Network.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
He opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's joking how? Everybody's joking now.
Devek.
Ramaswamy.
Cease and desist. Who would be worse? Mike Pence. I mean, Ron DeSantis trying to rap also would be wildly cringy.
Ron DeSantis trying to feel feelings is weird enough. I couldn't imagine. Wrapping.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
93.5, The Tap.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clear skies overnight and quite cool. 43 degrees by sunrise. We'll see the possibility of a little patchy fog out there. After that burns off by mid-morning, we'll see sunshine, 78 in the afternoon. We'll enjoy a light south wind. Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently 46 degrees.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Do not hang up. I'll get to you in order. Chris of Sun Prairie, you're first. Chris, what's in your mind today?
Hi. Well, when you were talking about maps, I just wanted to let people know that there have been efforts to draw fair maps. And if people want to go out to fairmapswisconsin.com, they can see the efforts. In 2020, Governor Evers established the People's Maps Commission to create open and transparent redistricting processes for fair maps. And they had 9 commissioners that were chosen by a panel of retired circuit court judges. And they went around the state and they held public hearings. They gathered information from Wisconsinites and they worked with mapping experts in meetings to ensure a fair and transparent process for redistricting. And this was thrown out. So there have been efforts to do this. So I really suggest that people go out to that website. It is fairmapswisconsin.wi.com, and they can see all the history. I suggest that they get involved in this process. There are actions that they can take with the group and get involved and start to put pressure on the Republicans to do the right thing and give us fair maps, because we can have them, but I think it really has to come up from the people. I think the people need to be involved in the maps, not the politicians. The people should pick their representatives. We should not have right. The representatives picking the people.
Thanks for the call. That was a terrific call with terrific information. And you have reminded everybody the pressure for fair maps coming on a bipartisan basis from people of good faith has been going on for a while. That's not what Voss has done. He just says, I'll be fair. Okay, I may put Gableman in charge of the fair maps, but I'll be fair. You can't have this guy, believe me. Thank you for calling. Excellent call. We're going in line. Next up, do not hang up. I'll get to the rest of you. Kurt of Madison, my friend. You're next. What's your mind today, Kurt?
Yeah, I wanted to piggyback on the comment you made about, Evers doing the right thing. There was a guest on Todd's show from Lincoln Project, and he said, oh, that was a big mistake that the governor should have said, well, submit what you have and we'll take a look at it. That is exactly the wrong way to go with Republicans who have been bad actors for so many years. I'm so glad Ever smacked it down and said, no, you are not trustworthy. You have no grounds, no merit, nothing. You're right. An empty soul.
You're right. You nailed it. You nailed it. I'm with Tony on this 100%. It's not like you have a guy coming crawling in, Voss, going, oh, I want mayor fair maps. And you go, well, wait a minute. What about the efforts for the last 10 years to get them? Well, we don't need that. I will just put somebody in. You're absolutely right. You don't deal with these kinds of people. Thanks an awful lot for calling. Next up is Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. And everybody else, hang on. I will get to you right away. Gene of Eau Claire, what's in your mind today, Gene?
Make it fast. In my opinion, Voss shouldn't even be sitting in that position that he's in. Crooked Voss, the guy that didn't want to work with our elected president in our electorate and the fraud electors and that whole debacle. And so anyway, that's all I got to say. He can't be trusted. He shouldn't even be in that position. And I hope Republicans start to pay attention to this because he needs to go. Thank you very much, and you have a great day. Great show, yeah. Matt. Bye.
Excellent call, as always, Gene. Thanks a lot. Jesse, my friend, thanks for calling. Jesse, what's in your mind today? You're next.
Matt, thanks for taking my call. Say, I only have two quick points to make. One, I think it really looks like Voss is doing this as a delay tactic. I think he knows the writing's on the wall, and his maps are going to get tossed at any level, so he figures maybe I can squeeze one more election cycle out of my rigged maps the way they are if I slow walk a process, and I think we shouldn't fall for it, obviously. The second point is the only reason that I think Voss and his gang gave up or seem to have given up on their quest to impeach our duly elected Supreme Court Justice, Janet Protasiewicz, is because of the pressure that he felt from both a very competent and well-organized Democratic Party, and I think your network should pat itself on the back because of getting the word out across the entire state. And I think all of you should be really proud of that.
Thank you very much, Jesse. I really appreciate it, and I'm with you 100%. Mark from the SAC, my friend, you're next. What's your mind today, Mark?
Yeah, when a guy is as oily as Robin Voss, I mean, you just never want to trust anything that is coming out of his mouth right now. Because clearly that, he more or less came out and said, yeah, I know the maps are unfair. I know the maps are unrigged because of the comment he made is, yeah, we could have done something about this and didn't. You know, the Democrats first said, oh, the Democrats could have done something, and we could have done something about the unfair maps, but we didn't. And this is our little, you know, oh, we're going to do the right thing now. Well, I wouldn't trust Robin Voss, you know, as far as I could fling
right.
him. And that, and the laws have to be constitutional. Even with this new Iowa-based system that they're proposing, if it's still up on the table there, they still have to meet the constitutional requirements that require the districts to be bounded by, you know, that by county, precinct, town, or ward lines, and to consist of contiguous territory, and be as compact as possible. Not as you know, that I've heard, you know, Todd Elba say that they actually went on plucked houses and groups of houses from other districts to put in, move into other districts because to help them, you know, that based on voting patterns.
There's some districts, I think Jesse Anderson, where there's clumps of territory that are not even contiguous. Like he has to drive through somebody else's assembly district to get to another part of his. That's wrong. That is just wrong. Robin Voss can't be trusted. Evers is exactly right to hit back on him. Thank you very much, as always, for your call, Mark. Got to go to a break. I see the rest of you on the lines. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. The line is open, 844-967-2789. Back after the break right away. Your intellect is such an evil prize it can't touch. So I'm going to play it your way. You can take the hard way. I'm going to take the hard way. You can take the hard way.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
CBS News Brief. Thursday night is the deadline as contracts run out between the major U.S. car makers and the United Auto Workers Union President Sean Fain.
Corporate greed is the problem. And come tomorrow night, if they force us, we're about to make it the Big Three's problem.
Escape murderer Donello Cavalcanti is back behind bars tonight in a Pennsylvania prison, captured early morning after 2 weeks on the loose.
Cavalcanti did not realize he was surrounded until that had occurred. That did not stop him from trying to escape. He began to crawl through thick underbrush, taking his rifle with him as he went.
State Police Lieutenant Colonel George Bivens. NASA astronaut Frank Rubio now holds the record for the longest U.S. spaceflight, breaking the previous one, 355 days.
My crewmates
were absolutely key to that. Just getting to know each other better, spending time together, telling lots of stories.
CBS News Brief, I'm Tom Foti.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
All of these things consistently come down to this: willingness of people to give up their agency and the willingness of Donald Trump and those who support him to leverage and abuse people's trust in them to further their own personal power and enrichment.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weeknights at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
100 degrees.
Ramaswamy literally said global climate change, human and effect climate change is a hoax.
Ron DeSantis effectively pivoted on the debate stage, said, I'm not going to answer your damn question because it will expose us as climate change denialists, which puts them in a minority, certainly with younger voters. Young people care about the future of this world, though.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
I didn't realize that Tucker Carlson's like hemorrhaging viewers. And I heard yesterday someone was like, oh yeah, like no one's actually watching it anymore. I was like, that doesn't really surprise me. It's kind of like Threads.
it was a thing for about five minutes.
Whoever was excited, and then they moved on.
Well, it's like Scott Walker's presidential campaign. It's a big deal for about a week.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the line. Cindy of Appleton, my friend. Thanks for calling, Cindy. What's on your mind today?
Well, remember Lost in Space, the big robot that would wave his arms and go, danger, danger, danger. Well, that's what I'm thinking about this whole Robin Voss thing is danger. But the point is, even if he would fix the maps, which I'm certainly not holding my breath for, if they don't take care of the stupidity with Megan Wolf, what good is it going to do if we have fair maps and they can rig the election results anyway?
That is a great question, and you segue into our next topic, which is Megan Wolf, number one. Number two, yes, danger, danger, danger. And let me tell you one final thing we talked about a little bit in the first segment. What do you think of a guy who's as sneaky as Voss? He has a sneaky reputation. Now he's coming out and he's saying, I have an epiphany. I fell off the horse and I got up and I realized we should have fair maps. Okay, what do you think if he then says, I'm going to appoint an anonymous commission and they're going to tell me whether I can impeach Janet Protasiewicz? What do you mean? Who appointed him, God? Who said he could appoint any commission, much less an anonymous one? What happened to open records? You want fair maps and closed records? You're not going to tell us? And then suddenly it turns out it was Gableman and Prosser? This whole thing stinks. It stinks like a skunk. And I'm delighted you called. But you segue to the next question, and that is, take a look at what they're doing with Megan Wolf. Now, Megan Wolf is one of the best executive directors of this or even the predecessor entities, the elections board and all that, that this state has seen. She's honest, she's competent, and as part of her job, believe it or not, she has to give advice frequently to almost 2,000 clerks. There's 72 counties in this state, but there are hundreds of municipalities within those counties. And they can call up, and she's trained her staff. They can talk to her, and they have questions. And that is what's absolutely essential to keep elections flowing. What the Republicans want to do is inject chaos into the elections so that a lot of people don't vote. And if they do vote, there's some grounds, they hope, to attack the vote. In other states, let me tell you, Texas, they even have passed a law that says in the largest county, Harris County, which is Houston, only Houston, not Dallas, no other city, but that's the biggest Democratic city. The Secretary of State, in his sole discretion, when he looks at the results, if he thinks they must be fraud, he can hold another election, and he can hold another election till it comes out right. And you have the six tarantulas on the Supreme Court who have gutted the Voting Rights Act. This goes on. They've passed criminal laws. In Florida, they've passed criminal laws, and they've driven down minority voting and Democratic voting about 4.5%. That's all they need to do. That's all they need to do. In Wisconsin, they're not stupid enough to try to pass something like that. Like, say, Milwaukee, but only Milwaukee. If we don't like the results, we'll hold another election, another election. They're not stupid enough to do that. They get away with it in Texas. Not stupid enough to do that here. But here's the thing they do do. Megan Wolf advises almost 2,000 clerks. It runs smoothly. They don't want it to run smoothly. They don't want it to run smoothly. There's expert testimony from the clerk down in Janesville who said, thank God for Megan Wolf. This would be a, and she used a bad word, disaster if it weren't for Megan Wolf. Well, they'll put in a Gableman type. And they may be smart enough not to put in Gableman, who's already burned $3 million in your tax money and my tax money, over $3 million. But they'll put in, there's plenty of Gableman types in the Republican Party, plenty of them. So here's what's happened. And then I'm going to go back to the lines. I see the rest of you do not hang up. What happened is a Senate panel, a committee, just voted not to renew Megan Wolf. The problem is they had no jurisdiction to do it. Why did they have no jurisdiction to do it? Because the commission has six people on it, three Democrats, three Republicans. The law says that there has to be a majority, i.e. four of them, who vote to keep or not to keep an executive director. The three Democrats abstained because they knew that if they voted to keep her and the Republicans voted not to keep her, that there, and even if all six of them voted to keep her, it still has to be confirmed by the Senate. Then it go to the Senate, and the Mayhew was lying in the tall grass. You could hear him hissing. You could hear him hissing like a rattlesnake, sink his fangs into somebody's ankle. That's what he was doing. So the Democrats were smart. They didn't vote. So it's 3-0. Well, 3-0, three abstentions and three isn't four. So now the Attorney General, Josh Call, the nonpartisan legislative council have all said there's nothing for the Senate to vote on. And under the Fred Pren rule, remember him? Fred Pren, your teeth glow in the dark. You've been eating fish from Marathon County. Dentist Fred. They liked the Dentist Fred rule when it kept them able to poison the water for 18 months with forever chemicals. That's what they did. Kept Dentist Fred on 18 months after he was supposed to be off. Here, it's our shot at keeping someone who's nonpartisan. I honestly don't know how Megan Wolf votes, and I don't care. I don't care how she votes. She's honest, and she's knowledgeable. But here's what's going to happen, and then I'm going to go to the lines. Here's what's going to happen. They're going to put in a Gableman type. These clerks will call, and they'll say, there's students here in Eau Claire want to use their dorm IDs to vote. And he's liable to say, well, they can't do that. Where are they from? Ladysmith, Keewaskum, Monroe, Hayward. They got to go back to all those places overnight. Oh, well, they're not going to vote. Then that's not the law. And we'll have to bring a lawsuit. And that's going to take time. And yeah, Janet Protasiewicz will get the job done, but it's going to take time. Do you see what they're doing? They are deliberately putting in a chaos agent. They're deliberately putting in a chaos agent. We're going to the lines. Joe Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Joe?
Oh, thanks for taking up this topic, and thanks for being blunt about it, too. I would start from the top and say any reference of this thing to, as being as, quote, just like Iowa, is a bunch of horse pucky. That is absolutely not true. If it is established so that this person who is going to be drawing the maps is someone picked out by the Republican legislature, not by an independent group, by the Republican legislature, and the Republican legislature then approves what this person has done in terms of drawing maps. Hello, what about the voters? Where are we in all of this? What about some independent people in this? What about setting it up in a timely fashion so that we could have some input into it, as opposed to understanding that he's just going to throw it into the legislature and they're going to vote on it on Thursday with no public hearings? That is not the Iowa model, and I think everybody should just refer to it as Voss's so-called or fakey-fake Iowa model, because this ain't Iowa's model at all. And I think what's being happened is that they took a look at the polls, and now they are dancing like a little sewer rat to get away from what they're looking at, which is a big, bad situation. Only going to get worse if they go ahead with this idea of having an unnamed panel of people, ex-judges, to decide whether the speaker can impeach Janet Protasiewicz. Why didn't he do this last week? Where's he been? You know, for 10 months, they've been sitting on their tail feathers, earning $56,000 a year at their base salary, plus really good bennies. And all of a sudden, in the last 2 weeks, when their power is slipping away, they suddenly wake up and show up for work. And this is the kind of garbage we get. We are owed the chance for public meetings on such an important thing. This is our vote, our state, not theirs. Thanks a lot, man. I appreciate it.
Excellent call as always, Joe. Thank you. And I would go further. I'd say it's not Voss fakey fake. It's Putin fakey fake. He just came out right now and said, we just held an election in one of the invaded districts. And, you know, there was something like 90% want to be with Russia. Well, the ones that weren't shot, right. The ones who weren't told, I'll shoot your wife and your kids if you don't vote right. You know, this is what's going on. And you're absolutely right. This will go. And the Republicans are trying to pass this because they will then have the remaining Koch brother and the guy from Illinois and the woman from Beloit put millions of dollars on TV. You're going to see this. And it's going to say the Republicans wanted fair maps and the Democrats didn't. This is so wrong. The Democrats and good faith Republicans and independents have been fighting for fair maps ever since Scott Walker's gerrymander. And that was 13 years ago that he was elected, 13 years ago. Everybody's been fighting for it. And for them to suddenly say at the 11th hour, and you're right, I have wanted fair maps. We'll do it fair. You can trust us. We'll do it fair. Evers was exactly right to stand up and push back really hard against him and spread the word. If you see ads, if you see people that you talk to in your community go, oh, well, they wanted fair maps. No, they didn't. They can pass whatever they want on Thursday because they're gerrymandered. They get less than half the vote and they get 2/3 of the legislative seats. However, Evers can and will veto it. I'm confident of that. And he said he's going to veto it. Then they will go after him and say he vetoed it. What he did is he vetoed Voss fakey fake. He vetoed Putin fakey fake. You're absolutely right. You don't set up fair maps, don't have any public input, and you keep secret, for Pete's sake. You keep secret. You can't keep secret the names of any kind of commission in the state. If you have a commission inspecting whether you should license hairdressers, you can't keep that secret. This is a secret commission, a star chamber, to tell Voss what he wants to hear. It's going to be prior judges. And you say, as it, you know, and people hear the word judge. They go, oh, a judge. That's a person of great integrity. Some of them are of great integrity. Many of them, most of them, not a couple on the U.S. Supreme Court. I'll tell you what. And there are still two justices on the Wisconsin Supreme Court now who voted not to certify Joe Biden, even though he won the state by over 20,000 votes. They were complicit in overturning or attempting to overturn the election. Two of them still there. And when they are up for re-election, we're going to make that abundantly clear what they did. So what kind of, it's not that there's prior judges, it's what kind of prior judges. It's what kind of prior judges. And the two that come to mind are Gableman and Prosser. Gableman burns through $3 million and what? He has another gig here? And they claim they're not going to pay him? I don't know who's not going to pay him or who's going to pay him, number one. Number two, Prosser. And that was the scandal where he was alleged to have put his hands around Anne Walsh Bradley's throat. She's a friend of mine. She's a wonderful person. She's not very big. She's not very tall. And she doesn't need a guy's hands around her throat just because he has a black robe. You don't screen some, you don't attack somebody like that. You can take one more call. Tom, this segment, Tom of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind Day, Tom.
Hey, thanks so much. Thanks for bringing up Prosser, too. You think if anybody was going to get impeached, it would be him. The other thing is, I've been calling Robin Voss's office a lot. And I said, you know, isn't this, I think we're concentrating on the word impeachment too much. And maybe we should concentrate more on the word threat. I mean, these guys are actually threatening a Supreme Court judge if she doesn't recuse herself. And that's something you do in definite, fascist countries, authoritarian countries. And the last time I called Voss just a few minutes ago at 608-266-9171 is whoever the staffer is just stays there. He doesn't say anything. He just breathes into the phone. It's the weirdest thing I've ever heard. Give it a try. 608-266-9171. Enjoy.
266-9171. Madison, 608-266-9171. So you call. That's pretty poor. You know, the staffer, you know, guys that breathe into the phone, I think that's pretty poor. I think that's pretty cold.
I mean, the caveat is maybe he's not doing it intentionally, but he won't talk to me anymore. So instead of just letting it go to voicemail, he just won't say anything. So it's kind of, it's just stupid. And, you know, and you're right, Voss is the last person we could trust. So
right.
Enjoy. Give it a call. See what happens.
Excellent call, as always. Thanks a lot, Tom. Go to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. I'm not your stepping stone. Just stepping stone. I'm not just stepping stone. Not just stepping stone. Not just stepping stone. Not just stepping stone. Not just stepping stone.
The Todd Alba Show.
Two kinds of politicians, those who want to be and those who want to do. Tommy Thompson, John McCain, I would put Tony Evers in this category. They're guys who are running because there were things that they wanted to do.
The Todd Alba Show.
Now contrast that to Hillary Clinton, I would argue, or Donald Trump. Sure, there are things they want to do, but ultimately, they are like Scott Walker. They were people who want to be.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Thank you.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clear skies overnight and quite cool. 43 degrees by sunrise. We'll see the possibility of a little patchy fog out there. After that burns off by mid-morning, we'll see sunshine, 78 in the afternoon. We'll enjoy a light south wind. Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently 46 degrees.
Civic Media Radio Stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Return to sender. Return to sender.
Welcome back to Matt and Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mighty. Wisco Paul.
Hey, good afternoon, Matt. Nice show again today. And as far as Voss goes, I wouldn't trust him with anything. I mean, he's basically, well, he is a backstabber. It's a sad situation. And I just wonder if Trump's behind all this impeachment talk nationwide, and why the Republican Party listens to them anymore, I have no idea. But I think Voss is running scared when he come up with the Iowa concept, but I just want your opinion. Is he running scared? Well, I don't know if he's running scared because he's in a gerrymandered district, but at some point you lose all credibility, correct? Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, right. And there's a rumor, I mean, this is just a distant rumor around the state, that he's not going to run for re-election in the next cycle, because he won his last one in a primary from a guy who had no discernible credential, a young guy, I think he was 29, had never done anything. And he got, I think, 49% of the vote. Voss came close to losing. His own party doesn't like him. The Trump base doesn't like him. And the people who don't like Trump don't like him. That's a real gift, to be able to unite people on opposite sides of the issue to not like you. So it may be that what he's doing is trying to hold on for the last year or so. I don't know. I don't talk to the guy. It may be that. And it may also be a desperate attempt to try to save some face. I mean, he came out and said, we're going to impeach Janet Protasiewicz, and he got unbelievable blowback. You just don't go in and impeach someone who won by 11 points and hasn't done anything. You don't pull something like that. It doesn't sound right. Even to the non-lawyers, it doesn't sound right. And, you know, as far as Trump being behind it, Trump sticks his nose in a lot of the states, but there are six swing states. There's Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania. There's Arizona, Nevada, and Georgia. And you can say that Virginia and North Carolina are to some extent, blah, 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 blah. But basically, and really basically, it comes down to Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. So they pay intense interest, or they have intense interest. They pay intense attention to that. And this is all of a piece. In Texas and Florida, they pass criminal laws. They pass laws that the Democratic city, they can redo the election if, really, in Houston, they don't like the result. Up here, they can't get away with that. But they are mandated to reduce Democratic voting by about 4.5%. And they do it in Florida, Texas with criminal laws. They do it up here with chaos and tying people up in litigation. And they, unfortunately, they have such a thin bench, they hire people like Gableman who screws it up. Thanks for calling, Paul, as always. They're doing something else, by the way, and keep your eye on that. And keep your eye on this very carefully. They're afraid of Evers' veto. They know they can pass whatever they want. He'll veto it. And can they get two-thirds? Well, they're two seats shy of two-thirds in the Assembly. They have two-thirds in the Senate, but some of them are teetering on the brink, and they can't be sure they're going to get two-thirds. But there's a thing called a constitutional amendment. And the way it works is the governor can't veto it if it goes to the electorate, and it has to pass two successive houses of the legislature, two successive. Well, they just passed two of them right now, and they're going to pass two again next year. And as long as they have an unconstitutional majority like they have, they'll pass. Then they could put on the ballot statewide. You may remember they did that when they tried to make the state treasurer non-elected so they could be appointed by their donors. And Sarah Godlewski did a good job in marshaling opposition to that even before she was state legislature. And they put the electorate said, no way, we want to be able to vote for our treasurer. So that was good. But some of this stuff is a little more tricky. One of the constitutional amendments they just passed, and they're passing again next year, it'll go on the ballot, is that if the legislature votes to raise taxes, it has to have a two-thirds majority in each house. Now, at the very beginning of that concept, decades ago, some courts held it unconstitutional because, I mean, let's say you had a thing that said to raise taxes, it has to be unanimous, every legislature. No court would uphold that because it would destroy the financial background of the society. Two-thirds comes close to doing that because you always get cowboys and yahoos and people who've been bribed and so on and won't do it. We have sufficient safeguards now. There has to be a majority in both houses, and then the governor has to sign it. And there's enough interplay between Democrat and Republican, and then sometimes a Democratic governor and Republican legislature and vice versa. Those are adequate. If this goes on the ballot, and it is because they control the legislature, Evers can't veto it. Do not vote for this. Do not vote for this. They rammed through something with Walker where it used to be that the gas tax was incrementally raised just according to inflation. Government has to pay more for cement. It has to pay more for labor and all that. Well, Walker got some points by saying, oh, we can't have a, quote, raise taxes. As a result, you have to dip into the general fund to do some highway repairs, and you don't do them. There are potholes all over the state. We have some of the worst roads in the country. Be very careful of this. The other one they just passed, which will go on the ballot when they pass it in the second legislature next year, it's limit the governor's ability to accept federal money, to even accept it, and to allocate it. In other words, they are going to enshrine in a gerrymandered legislature to do what Walker did, which is turn down the train money, $1 billion, remember that? And turn down the Medicaid money. There are seven states in the country that turned down the Medicaid money, and we're the only state that then substituted state tax money to make up the difference, and Walker and the Republicans build our taxpayers twice. The federal taxes that were going to be returned to us that we paid, he said, no, I'm a conservative. But then he went into the old weasel sack and took the money out state. So you paid twice. You paid twice. And some of you are Republicans think that Walker somehow knew what he was doing financially, or he was a, quote, conservative, end quote. Do not vote for that if you see that on the ballot. Do not vote for either one of these things, because the governor should have the ability to accept federal money for Medicaid, trains, and anything we can get. We have no space stations. We have no Navy bases. And they are trying to strangle this state. Well, we're coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great show as always. Matt Flynn Direct. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. And I'm signing off for today. Stand by for Devil's Advocate with Diamond Crude. A great show.
No such zone. This time I'm gonna take it myself and put it right in her hand. And if it comes back the very next day, then I'll understand.
We're riding on it.
Return to sender. Address unknown. No such number. No such zone.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to stop.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Dig out the Lederhosen. It's Oktoberfest in Hayward on Saturday, September 16th. This all-day fest features German food and beer, an axe-throwing contest, 50-50 raffle, and it wouldn't be the same without live polka music throughout the fest. Celebrate Oktoberfest in Hayward, Saturday, September 16th, 11 to 7 at the Sawyer County Fairgrounds Pavilion, and is brought to you by the Hayward Lions Club. More information at haywardoktoberfest.com. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming every